We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian, don't look up, now, Brian? But guess what's happening?
What's happening?
Crypto's creeping back, baby.
Uh-oh.
What's Doge at? Doge is at 21 cents.
And what did you buy it at?
More than that. But Bitcoin's almost back up to 40K, and I bought that way lower than that. I'm reading an article. It looks like folks are getting back into crypto because Amazon, not next week, but Amazon eventually might start accepting
as payment
Bitcoin as payment. And Ethereum.
Of course they are, because they're going to try to have every piece of Bitcoin in the next 2 years or so.
Right. Like, why wouldn't you? what can are you opening? Celsius?
The Evian Mind. Feed Evian. Your mind. It has magnesium and zinc, raspberry and ginseng in it.
Well, you know what fed my mind last night? A team that I've been quite tough on.
What was that?
The United States Olympic basketball team, baby.
They did.
Now, you know my...
They won about 54, right?
They did. Now, you know my rule. When the world zigs, I like to zag, especially with betting. So everybody was all over Iran and the points because the U.S. basketball team just lost to France and they only scored 76 points. How on earth are they going to cover a 43-point spread against Iran? Well, be much ends up, Iran is terrible at basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out to dinner with the boys last night with Abernathy and Kerwin and Mitch and Pete. And Pete is a full-blown gambling addict at this point.
He's a nut.
He is.
He's kind of like this other person I'm looking at right now.
Who's that?
Cody Betts.
Cody Betts might
be worse than Pete.
Well, at least Cody's smart enough. I mean, as much as we talk about sports betting, he doesn't actually sports bet. He has limited himself.
Smart man.
He's smart. Yeah. Unlike young Peter, who has not limited himself. So we go out to dinner. We come back to the hotel. We're having a drink. There's discussions of going out downtown. I just had no interest. So we're just chilling, watching some Olympics. The Olympic basketball game, Pete, come tell this story. The Olympic basketball game wasn't starting till 1 in the morning. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these morons were going to stay up to watch it. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that. Are you crazy?
So, why not? I mean, you're not an old man, are you?
Brian, I'm not staying up till 1 in the morning to watch the United States play Iran. Maybe they get to, like, the gold medal game or something, I'll stay up. But not for that one. Not when they're a 40-point favorite.
Okay.
Pete stays up for it, and then he texts the group at, you know, 1:15 or whatever. This game's only on Peacock, and I can't even watch it.
So let me ask you a question. See,
Practice is over, by the way. The Washington football team.
He didn't check that prior.
Do you think he checked it prior?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that just shows how, you know, all these, like, he tried to act like he's so damn smart and older people are so dumb. And he just showed he's the dumbest person out there.
Certainly. He also, I think he bet on like Hungarian water polo or something. And I said to him, much like the Orlando Scandrick 20 questions yesterday, I'm like, dude, Like, you're not even going to watch that. It's not even something you care about. Like, why are you wagering on it? But, you know, I guess when you think you got a winner, you think you got a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
It's so practice is over. Players are now leaving the field. You've got a bunch of guys that are sticking around catching passes off jugs machines. You know what's cool is the junkies are on down here in Richmond. So I was listening to them this morning driving to practice, and they were talking about that Tom Brady video that was pretty obviously fake.
Yeah.
Watching, I mean, the amount of people I've watched on a jugs machine in my life is probably an obscene number. There's just, I love that video, and I love how creative and smart Tom Brady is on social media.
Mm-hmm. But nobody is throwing that ball that perfectly into those two spinning wheels and it not come right back at you before it sits back into the thing.
Yeah, I mean, to get it through there, you'd have to fire that thing
Whoever edited it, they're good.
They did a hell of a job. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's cool right now, though. I mean, I'm watching. It feels like a little normal. I'm watching Logan Thomas. I'm watching Terry McLaurin. You want me to yell for Scott Turner?
Yell no. Scott to see if he could do the Tom Brady.
He's a little far now. I just gave him a good solid yo, and he waved. I tell you this much, B-Mitch, and I mean this sincerely. De'Ami Brown has swag. He's got like the – it's not a bandana, but like I feel like Deion kind of wore them at Florida State where it's like – I'm sure it's not a rag, but it's not a headband. It's tied around his head with like a big knot in the back. You know what I'm talking about? I think I'm doing a very poor job.
Yeah, it's like a bandana.
But it's not a bandana.
But they have those things now where you put them over your head, just like what's called. They put them under helmets. They put them under helmets on bikes and everything else, where you just it comes with a little tie that you pull and you tie it right at the back of your head. Same thing, same concept. Head covering.
Certainly, it's a head covering.
Yeah. Try putting it. Get one and put it around your ears. See if it'll work.
I need an ear covering now.
Yeah. Well.
I woke up and ran a mile this morning. You proud of me?
You sure?
I am. You think I'm lying to you?
You may be.
I'm definitely not lying.
I did 2.5, so what's that?
Brian, it's not a contest.
It is. Every time we are always competing.
You are always competing. I am not.
Hey, I got where I got by competing.
I'm aware
of that. What you doing tomorrow?
I'll work out. Are you staying? Where are you staying? Are you staying at Larry's or at the hotel?
I don't know yet.
All right. I also have to call Larry. I've been very bad about calling people because it's really hard to know what the time is like. We ended up, I ended up doing NBC4 last night live at like 5:45. And then we had to redo some stuff once the Curtis Samuel news came out.
Sometimes you got to put your foot down. But anyway, go ahead.
You have been encouraging that for some time.
I'm just saying. I mean, dude, we'll discuss stuff off air.
Certainly. Mitch, what's happening now? Is Rivera about to talk?
Rivera's about to talk. We're waiting on some players to do interviews.
Mullins, are we able to take Rivera live? That's the answer I was looking for. That's like, I keep asking like these official NFL spokespeople for answers on the COVID policy, and those are the answers I keep getting. Well, we're not sure. Maybe. So, I think everything in life is tentative. That much I know. I think it's been a remarkable return to Richmond so far. It's going to be very short. Russell made it down.
A lot of people down there?
Beamish, does this surprise you? Chris Russell just walked into the tent. Always good to see him. And he immediately bumped into a very deliberately placed chair for television lighting. And he knocked it over.
I did not.
You didn't knock it over, but you knocked into it.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Is that true?
I knocked into it.
He knocked into it. Thank you.
Knocked into it. That don't
no one
bump
made you
chair.
Come in here, Rooster.
I just was trying to be nice to say hello. That's all.
Hello, Rooster.
Hi.
He says hi to you too, B. I don't know
what
if you
up,
can hear
man? Him. Stop bumping people's chairs.
Ron Rivera was asked about Curtis Samuel. He says the groin injury was something that happened in minicamp and that they're just playing it slow.
Okay.
I'm giving you all the swag.
I'll take that because I think it's worked like that with Ron. If it was that crew before him, I wouldn't take it.
Yeah, and you know what? Ron's not going to tell us anything right now. That's the truth of the matter. A little more swag update. Was that Heinicke with the headband?
Yeah.
Heinicke had a little swag to him. He was wearing a black headband, kind of juicy.
Hey, man. It's hot out there. A lot of sweat coming down your head.
Another update. Ryan Fitzpatrick has trimmed his beard. So everybody be aware of that. What do you think's a bigger deal? The Taylor Heinicke headband update or Ryan Fitzpatrick trimming his beard?
Let me see. None of them.
You got to pick one.
I have to?
Got to pick one.
Nah. You, when we tell you that, you never pick. So you set the rules so we get to break them.
What do you mean I never pick?
You never pick stuff when we tell you you have to do something.
Should I ask Mitch how I will get the $50 I bet on the U.S. basketball team last night?
Who did you bet it with?
Well, because we're in Virginia, Mitch is rocking out on FanDuel.
So Mitch bet the money for you?
Yeah. I said, hey, can you put 50 on it for me? He said yes.
Okay, well, he should just give you your money. You should just walk up to him and just grab him around the neck and take your money.
B. Mitch says I should walk up to you, grab you around the neck, and take my $50. Now he's walking towards me. And
Mitch, make sure you get a video of what you do to him afterwards, because I will put this on Instagram.
No, we don't need a video of me. Hello, Mitchell. How am I going to get my $50?
I think you should try and forcefully take it.
Yeah, that's what I think. Happen.
I don't think that. Listen,
stop acting like Pete. Act like JP, the person that told me what he used to do.
That was a long time ago. I'm now 45 days till I turn 40.
Oh, Lord mercy.
Brian, here's what I know. I have tried to wrestle you once, and it ended up with you rubbing my face against the carpet floor. I, one time, threw a body blow at Mitch, was interested in a little horseplay, a little roughhousing, and he threw me into a fire pit. So you got to learn. I've learned lots of things in my 39 years on this planet. I no longer try to keep up with you and Mitch when it comes to drinking. I know that.
But see, that's normally when you do something very stupid.
You consume more bourbon than the average man. Mitch can drink more beer than everybody outside of Munich, Germany. Those are things I've learned in life.
Now,
I thought learning is smart.
You do things when you're inebriated. You should stop. Do it when you're sober.
That dude, are you not proud of me? I haven't gone out yet since we've been in Richmond.
No, you got there Tuesday.
I got there Monday.
But I'm not surprised.
That's two nights.
You got there kind of late. You'll be out tonight though.
I'm thinking about it.
No, you're going out tonight or else.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, because you're coming.
I'm not giving him that $50 until he comes and takes it from me.
There you go. Mitch, give me his money. I'll get it to him.
No.
Yeah, tell him what I said.
He can hear you. Mitch, I don't have to tell him anything.
Mitch, give me the $50. I'll get it to him.
Hell, B, I'm going to make you come get it from me.
Oh. Hey,
I'll come get it from
battle
you.
Battle of the Mitches.
What we going to do? We're going to just go get us some beer on his 50.
Sold.
Right. If he
Brian,
to try to take it,
Brian, I got to run.
I will go buy some beer.
Brian and Mullins, I got to run. You guys are in charge. I will be back in just a minute, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, JP's gone. We happy about that.
Oh, thank the Lord.
But, you know what, training camp is in full effect, and I can't wait to get down there because one thing about me, I will listen to reporters, and I respect a lot of them, but they don't see things like I see them. People see things the way that they see it. I see it from my football eyes. Many of them see it from their report eyes, their journalist eyes, or what the coach tells them eyes, and I don't want to say what the coach tells me. You know, I like Ron. I'm very fond of him. But sometimes coaches give you coach speak, and I don't believe in coach speak. I believe in what I see, I will tell you directly. And that's one thing I would say to the fans. Just know, if I see it, I'll tell you if it's positive or negative. I'm not going to try to sit up there and be ultra positive about everything just because, you know, it's Washington. Because I think you need to get the exact true opinion and assessment of what's going on out there. Too many times we get people giving us this coach speak reports and things, and we get overly hyped, and then all of a sudden we come back and say, well, the reporters messes up. No, you need to understand what's being said sometimes. And you also need to start looking at things to understand that sometimes they put it out how they want someone to perceive what they're saying. They want to make sure that they can keep in good graces with people. I give a damn about that.
You're telling me coaches might not be 100% forthcoming, B. Mitch?
I'm telling you that 100%.
Oh, no.
But what I'm saying is, if I am reporting things factually, whether good or bad, I don't care if they get mad and don't want to say stuff to me. I've always, my little rule is, if I ever say something on air that is completely wrong and you think it is, send me the facts to prove it, and I will go on air and say I'm sorry for saying it. I don't think I ever had to say that. Most things that we do on airways are opinions, but a lot of times it comes down to factual stuff. Like a lot of these competitions or who played better or looked better and things of that nature, you won't hear me saying that type of thing. Because I understand in certain aspects and certain times in mini camp and training camp, people work on different things. So I look forward to seeing Fitzpatrick, Heinicke, and others that are in supposed competitions to see who will be doing what a little bit better. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, we'll be joined by Morning Money Ben. Ben White is going to join us, Chief Political Officer. That's it. Financial Officer for Politico. That's
yeah, he's it. Like their money expert over
he's
Politico.
He's their dude. He's going to talk to us a little bit about the different sports that are happening around here, and then we'll get his take on some of the money aspects. JP just mentioned a little bit earlier about Bitcoin, and we'll talk to Ben and see if that's something that we can keep looking at. Or will it go the other direction? This is B. Mitch and Finley. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley. J.P. Finley is out doing some interviews at this point. Join us now. You hear the music. You know who that is. Our friend Ben White from Politico. Morning Money Ben. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, B. Mitch. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to find out how much of the Olympics are you taking in?
Quite a bit. Obviously, followed the Simone Biles story very closely and watched all that unfold, and felt badly for her, and glad she made the right decision to protect yourself. So definitely watched a lot of gymnastics, watched a lot of swimming, volleyball, whatever was on, I'll pretty much watch it at this point, which sort of surprised myself because I think we talked about it before. I wasn't like super psyched going into it, but once it's there, I kind of dig it.
But you, like the whole Simone Biles thing, and I sit there and I listen and I watch it. And then before I really made my comments, I look at some of these ignorant people with all these comments. Yeah. I respect her for saying,
completely.
You know, because let's get it straight. She goes out there without the right mindset. She can hurt herself. She can 100%. Harm the team. But she felt confident in her teammates that she said, I'll step down and get out the way. Because you watch her, she didn't seem to be like she normally is.
No, she certainly wasn't. I mean, so that vault, very unlike, the greatness she's displayed over the years, you know, being a true champion, really. If never, you could see that her head wasn't in the right place, and she had to protect her physical health. And, her teammates, she decided, had a better shot at a medal without her. I'm sure it was a gut-wrenching decision to make, and so my heart went out to her. But, yeah, I can't really stomach the negative commentary either that she somehow let people down or let the team down. I think she was absolutely competed if she thought she could at the highest level and be safe and be contributing to the team, and she couldn't do that. So, it's possibly in somebody's head to know, really what they're struggling with. So, and she's been so terrific over the years. I think it should be nothing but respect and love for her.
Hey, Ben, JP here. I'm back.
There he is.
I just got a hell of an interview with Chase Young, by the way, that everybody should.
Oh, I'd love to hear about it.
That will be on Channel 4 this evening, and we will play it on the radio show tomorrow. But, Ben, I wanted to ask you, I'm sure that you saw Ron Rivera's comments yesterday about how frustrated he's getting with the football team and players not getting vaccinated. Terry McLaurin just said that he's vaccinated, but I've heard from a number of people that they believe it's up to the individual. People got to make decisions they're comfortable with. As a fan, are you getting nervous?
Nervous and frustrated, and I know that it's somewhat controversial, particularly among, a lot of athletes. And I saw Ron Rivera's comments that he's frustrated that I think the team is not even the 50% vaccinated, which is simply not enough and really puts the season at risk, puts players at risk. And I know, some people don't like to hear it, that, there should be pressure on people to get vaccinated. But at this point, with the Delta variant rising, I know a lot of these guys might be able to get COVID and get through it and be okay and would rather risk that than do the vaccine. But you got to think more broadly about the sport, about your fellow players and, workers on the team who might be at higher risk, older coaches, all that sort of thing. So it's really, a collective decision that has to be made to, protect the sport, to protect the players, to protect society and the economy more broadly. And it is frustrating, I think, for a lot of Americans, getting more so, that there is a pretty strong contingent of folks who really don't believe in the vaccine or don't want to get it for whatever reason and believe it's all about individual rights. And of course, you have the right to make these decisions, but you don't necessarily then have the right, to make millions of dollars playing football, and you don't have the right to put other people at risk. So you got to think a little bit more broadly than the individual. But yeah, I'm definitely worried about it.
I think the way that you just said it earlier, Ben, is the way that the NFL should go about it. By explaining the dangers of your family, your parents, your grandparents, your loved ones that are a little older, even your loved ones that may be younger who are at risk.
Exactly.
But that's not how they do it. You know, in anything in life, someone come up to you and say, Ben White, you're going to do this just because I said so. You're going to say, no, the hell I'm not.
Right.
And I think that's the way it's going. So if they were to, just like when Montez Sweat said earlier, he wasn't educated.
Yeah.
If I were anybody above him, I would educate him so damn much that he'd never be able to use that excuse again. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%.
So now you got to give me another excuse, another reason. And I think instead of trying to say you do it because I said so, this is the reason you should probably get it. And then maybe just make, because I've talked to a lot of guys who don't believe in vaccines, but they got it because of older relatives.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely right. And I, we could get down the road to a point where mandates are more necessary, to think about. But it is not really the way to convince people right now. You just make them more angry about it and more concerned about, rights being infringed on. But if you do make that larger case about, protecting the rest of your team and your family and your loved ones and, neighbors, all the rest of it, and then educate that, this is a safe vaccination that can protect you from this deadly virus. And if you do get a breakthrough infection from Delta, it will be much less serious, and you're not likely to wind up in the hospital and potentially die. So all that education and discussion, I know some of it's happened, more of it needs to happen before we get into the mandate stage of these things. But I think a lot of employers, not just the NFL, are struggling with whether or not to simply require vaccinations to be in the workplace. And a lot of them will make the decision to do that.
And I think the Delta variant, I was reading up on something about, when we first came to COVID came out, you get stuffy, you get flu-like symptoms. Yes. The Delta variant, they say, doesn't have the same effect. You may feel absolutely nothing.
Right.
And by the time you feel something, it's too late. If you got something that can protect you, then I think you would want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you don't want polio, you don't want mumps, you don't want measles, you don't want rubella, the reasons we don't have these things anymore plaguing our society and killing millions of people a year because we discovered vaccines for them and we protect ourselves from them. And this is no different. You put on a parachute before you jump out of a plane, you put a seatbelt on in a car, and if you're going out into the world with a deadly virus that wants to kill you, you take precautions to make sure that doesn't happen. So it's common sense to a degree, but also I still believe in this idea of convincing people it's the right thing to do rather than saying, do this right now or you're gone, because that's not going to work, I don't think.
So, Ben, I wanted to ask you this. You mentioned the economy. Brian and I were talking earlier that a lot of what the NFL is trying to do is, I don't know how much they're focused on public health. I think this is about getting games, getting revenues, getting fans in stands, all of those things, right?
Yep.
It's starting to have this inevitable feel of maybe not quarantine again, but things aren't going to be wide open this winter. I hope I'm wrong, but that's just the feeling I'm starting to get more and more. You're starting to see more mask mandates, all those sorts of things. What can we expect to happen economically as a result of that? It's not just the NFL that players are refusing to get vaccinated. It's the whole damn country.
Yeah. No, I mean, we still have an overall vaccination rate that's too low, 50% or whatever it is. It's higher among the higher risk populations, the older people, it's 70% or something, but that's still well short of, 85 for herd immunity. So we're behind where we should be and need to be. And it is a risk to the economy. There's no question about it. If people decide that, they can't go out as much as they were, you see these mask mandates, that's going to make people less likely to, get back in bars and restaurants and doing all the things that we want to do and filling stadiums and not feeling like we need to be masked up all the time. Right now the economy still looks strong. We expect really big GDP number coming tomorrow. Job growth is still pretty good and, we're not falling off the rails, but once you start to hit consumer confidence, once you start to hit people's, sense of the direction of this virus and where the country is going, that could slow down considerably. And it would be a huge shame because you're just starting to come out of it, like you said, and feel like the fall and winter are going to be normal, and now it doesn't feel like that. And that's problematic. It's problematic for all of sports and all of the economy, and we need to turn the tide a little bit on this and get more people vaccinated.
Well, Ben, I kind of figured out that my buddy here, he's really concerned about the economy as much, because before you came on and he went to go do an interview, he was talking about, Bitcoin is back.
Bitcoin's back, baby.
And see, he's happy. Go. So I think that's why he can care less about anything else. He just wants Bitcoin to keep growing.
Make sure that Bitcoin keeps racing higher. Yeah, exactly. Or whatever Boondocks has given you lately for a stock tip.
Boondocks didn't give him a good stock tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, INND not performing.
Gotcha. He's still in the penny stock area on that one.
But what happens, like, politically if this all goes bad? Because that's the other half of your world. I mean, I think a big part of the resurgence is like, look at all the good stuff that's happening. I could be wrong on this, and I hope I'm wrong, okay? But it seems to me that what are we at, 60-40, 70-30, something like that? I think the bulk of people that are unvaccinated today, late July, I don't think you're changing their mind.
Yeah. No, you're probably right.
Right? Like, so what happens then? We just stay in this purgatory?
Yeah, for a while we do. I mean, the really dangerous thing about this, I mean, it's terrible that we don't have a higher vaccination rate and we will have more people die of the Delta variant than we would like or anyone would like. It's, you know, a terrible thing, but wouldn't necessarily at this point derail the economy, given the numbers are relatively small and hospitalizations and death rates from this. But we're giving the virus more opportunities right now to mutate further, and obviously I'm not a doctor, but I read all the stuff and you can follow it, and it's not that complicated. The more time you give it to mutate and change, the more it can evade vaccines that we do have. So that's a real big longer-term risk, is that this lack of higher vaccination level lets the virus stick around and fight back against the tools we've created to stop it. And then you get into really, you know, difficult and damaging scenarios to the economy if we do have to go into quarantines again and lockdowns again. And frankly, I don't know if the country can take it. I certainly don't think I could take it. And it would be a terrible thing. Yeah, I just can't do it. And I don't think anybody can. And that's why I think there is this growing tension and anger between those who are frustrated with people not getting vaccinated and those who say, listen, dude, it's my choice. I get to decide. I don't want to put this thing in my body. You know, screw you. You really somehow need to bridge that that divide. And it's like so many other things in politics these days. It's very emotional very fast, and people are very firm in their opinions.
And I think also when you look at that whole situation, the people that, like what happened the first time, you got to stay home. You get all these checks started coming. People don't want to go back to work. What if the government was to say it's a national issue and we have to mandate that you have to get it if you're going to get one of these checks? That would change up the whole mindset.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that, B.
Yeah. I always, JP, I'm a thinking man.
I know you are. Is that something they could do, Ben?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's been done on the state level. There's been governors who've simply said, get vaccinated and we'll give you a check, you know, and we'll just pay you to get vaccinated. And the federal level, it could do that too. If you want a stimulus check or whatever, prove you're vaccinated. And that could be an option. I mean, we got to really use every lever that we have to tilt this thing in the right direction. And just paying people to do it is a possibility for sure.
You incentivize. I thought you meant more be like whatever types of checks people get. Government assistance they get. Hey, we're cutting this off unless you get vaccinated.
Yeah, but think about it. You got tons of people right now who say they're not going back to work because they're making more money with the unemployment than they were making at work.
Is so that about done?
It ends in September 6th, that $300 extra from the federal government goes away. So that should push people back into the job market. But, you know, there are lots of talks on Capitol Hill going on about, you know, an infrastructure package, either this sort of smaller bipartisan one or a giant Democrat only one, and in either of those vehicles you could put something in that says, all right, you know, we'll allow you to keep collecting this check or that check or whatever it is, but for a period of time, but you have to prove you're vaccinated in order to do it. So yeah, you could do that.
Would that not be really bad politically?
It would, obviously, among, you know, Republicans and very individualistic conservatives, there'd be blowback for it. You know, but sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures, and, you know, you sometimes do have to do what you got to do, whether you get political blowback for it or not, to get that number up to, you know, 80, 85, 90%, where we're really, you know, pushing past this thing for good, which is what we need to do. And now we're kind of stalled in the muck of it and risk backsliding badly. So you take whatever measures are necessary.
Good grief. I leave you with this one, Ben. Yeah. I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, we asked if you were nervous about the hype surrounding the Washington football team. How are you feeling now?
Now I'm just nervous about COVID and everything else going on and less about the hype. I got to say I'm looking forward to the Chase Young interview. I love his outfit this morning. I think you tweeted it maybe when he was hydrating. He looked pretty styling with his like tiny little black tank top and everything. Yeah. He looked good. A lot of players look like they're in good shape, and you know, McLaurin's good to see him out there running around. So, you know, I think I'm kind of feeling more comfortable with where I'm at on the Washington football team hype, and you know, more worried about just fixing this COVID thing.
I agree with you there, Ben. If you can read my piece from this morning, I tweeted out. I'd love to know what you think. Thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. All right, have a good one. Be safe.
that is the chief economic correspondent for the B. Mitch and Finley program. Oh, and Politico, I guess. Ben White, thank you for the time. Also a chief Washington football team fan. When we return, let's open the phone lines up. John Allen, Terry McLaurin, speaking with the media now. I want to go through their comments and look ahead to what's coming the rest of the week for the Washington football team in Richmond. 106.7 The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Brian Mitchell here in the Navy Yard Studios. J.P. Finley down in Richmond at Bon Secours. Training camp has started. Chase Young just spoke. Terry McLaurin just spoke. We had some Ron Rivera. I almost said Jay Gruden. Can y'all believe that? I almost said, oh, Lord have mercy. We had some Ron Rivera from yesterday. Different things going on. Just finished talking with our buddy Ben White. But ultimately, it's all about, and I know people want to hear straight football, but this whole COVID thing and medical thing, it's not going anywhere. And I think that's one thing we have to understand. And the league, I've said a lot of different things today because I understand how things work. The league is going to try to force their way, but I believe if they go at it in a different mindset that they can get things solved a lot quicker with these players. There, and JP is absolutely right when in saying that there are some players out there that they are not going to change their mind by no stretch of the imagination. Just like there are some people around the country that are not going to change their minds by any stretch of the imagination. They're going to continue doing the things that they've been doing. And they're not going to do it because they just don't believe in vaccines. And
Brian, I think whatever the ratio is, right? If it's what is the country roughly 65% vaccinated,
something like that. Yeah.
So let's say the other 35%. Let's say it's 10% lazy. They just haven't gotten it yet, and maybe they'll get it. And then there's another 5%. That's on the fence, and they'll see enough people getting it. And maybe there's another 5% that this Delta variant will scare them into doing it, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's 15, 20% of the population that's just never going to get this thing.
Probably so. But I think there are a lot of people who are going based off of history and things that they've seen. And I think when you look at that, there are certain nationalities that don't want to do things based off of what they've seen. I think you have to start looking at this this virus and look at things that are happening. Everybody gets it. Everybody has died. Every race is dying from it. And you start looking for the ultimate of, see, I think when I was a young kid, I cared about Brian Keith Mitchell. As I get older, I'm concerned about myself, family, older family members, people I've met that I consider family, because like some friends are even better and closer than your family, to be honest with you. I care about who I can affect, who I can impact, and what if I were to go around somebody and they get something from me and their family have to deal with a loss of them. You know, those things begin to play on my mind. And I think that's the thing that changed with me. Now, some people would never get to that point. Some people would say I'm not selfish, but they're very selfish. But I understand the hesitance of some people. But I also feel if you're hesitant, you need to be trying to find out more about it so you could think a little differently than just having the voices of the past telling you about, don't do this because of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think every situation is the exact same.
Absolutely. I mean, none of these situations are the same. It's impossible to get uniformity or consensus or even a damn simple majority on a lot of this, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to transition it back to football conversation. Terry McLaurin, John Allen, and Logan Thomas all spoke to the media today. Two of those three people got contract extensions. One of them needs to get a contract extension. Not till next year, but it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Also, B, I don't know if you're aware of this. There's a debate that's raging in our nation that is not COVID related and not politics related. It's hamburger related.
Hmm?
Yeah, you heard me. Hamburgers. We need to have a serious discussion about where the best burgers are, where the best burgers aren't, and why some places get so much hype.
I know where the best burgers are.
Ooh, your backyard?
Nah, side. I don't cook in my backyard. I cook on the side.
By the pool?
Side. Pool is in the backyard.
Like between the house and the garage?
Between the garages, yeah.
Mullins, that's how you know you've made it, when you have garages.
Of multiple garages.
I have one garage, and a car can't even fit in it because my house was built in 1940.
Beamish just has like four garages.
You gotta go get
garages.
You a Model T.
How many garages do you have, B? You got, is that a three-car garage?
It's two garages, and each one of them a three-car, yeah. I used to
God
have
bless
all
American
stuff. I don't have all those
excess
cars anymore.
Now you have a golf cart without batteries.
Now it's considered storage space.
I think it has six of them. None of them work.
Now it's considered storage space.
I feel like all your daughters, and I know this because my wife has done this to my in-laws and all my wife's sisters. I feel like all your daughters move to college, come back, leave stuff at your house, move to their apartments, leave stuff at your house, yeah. And your garages, plural, are just becoming a storage location
the
for your daughters.
The wife has a car. The two younger daughters have a car. Bria is no longer riding, so I don't have to worry about hers. I have my car. And then I have a stall for the garage, for the golf cart. And then my barbecue grill needs a stall.
And you, Mullins, are you aware that Beamish has his own television studio at his home? He's got a whole studio upstairs in this garage.
I mean, I'm just in awe of hearing about the multiple garages, the studio, the cars, the batteries, the golf cart, everything.
Look, man, when you do stuff, you have to put yourself in a position to be able to do it no matter where you're at.
Smart.
Yeah.
It's quite smart.
Mr. Finley.
It's quite, Beamish, I put myself in no positions to do anything.
See, he should put, instead of, he should build him a garage, a studio, instead of being by the bar all the time when he's doing his TV.
might be right. I have a decent background when I do TV from
bar.
The house.
Yeah, bar, yeah.
No, I've turned it around now.
Because you're next to the bar, though, aren't you?
Well, that is, I can neither confirm nor deny. There are so many amendments, I choose the fifth. we got to talk hamburgers. We got to talk John Allen. We got to talk Logan Thomas. All of that, much more.
And tell
more.
Me the best spot we're gonna go to when I get down there too.
I don't know. We got to make some dinner plans.
You need to work. Get to work, son.
Coming back. 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.